A new partnership between the University of South Florida and a private company has introduced 4 hybrid cars to the Tampa campus for students to rent by the hour as a substitute for owning a car. But there appears to be only a slight interest from students who don't own an automobile. WeCar is the name of the car-sharing arm of Enterprise Rent-A-Car that began accepting USF members on Thursday. Students, faculty, and staff can pay a $20 application fee, a $50 yearly membership fee, and an hourly charge that varies depending on the car. The rate for a Prius is $10 per hour, and a hybrid SUV is $12 per hour. Ryan Johnson, Assistant Vice President of WeCar Operations, says there are advantages to car sharing.
One of those is the ability to embrace and utilize mass transit, carpooling, and other alternative forms of transportation. It also allows those members to have the benefits of a personal automobile without the costs and complexities of owning one. This is especially applicable in our on-campus programs.
Director of Parking and Transportation at USF, Manuel Lopez, doesn't know how many students will opt to not bring a vehicle to campus because of the availability of car sharing.
Well, that's hard to tell. At this point, what we're trying to do is really build a comprehensive alternative transportation so that people have many options, you know, to not driving on campus. This obviously is one of them. Hopefully, you know, it will cut down on people moving their cars just for short trips, because they leave, they come back, they may not find a parking space. So this will solve that, it'd be hard to anticipate, but, you know, it's just a one piece in a comprehensive model to mitigate congestion and traffic.
The WeCar program is funded by a research grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Highway Administration and the Florida DOT to USF Center for Urban Transportation Research, or CUTR. That's according to the director of CUTR's Transportation Demand Management Program, Phil Winters. He calls it a good complement to other programs designed to cut down on the number of vehicles on campus.
There's a certain amount of money we need to pay for each of the vehicles on a monthly basis. But that amount that we have to pay as the university and the Florida DOT has to pay is only the amount that is not paid by the users. For the 4 vehicles, it's roughly $6,000 a month. Roughly break-in even looks like about approximately 5 hours of rentals per day for 30 days. So if we get above that, then we don't, the university, the Florida DOT does not owe anything to WeCar.
They're all set, Ryan. It'll run.
Winters says the parties have not negotiated the terms of revenue sharing above the break-even point. On Thursday morning, WeCar representatives demonstrated the online login process. For any given 24-hour period, there is a maximum rental charge of $70 for a Prius or $84 for the SUV. A special overnight rate of $35 from 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. is also available. WeCar's Ryan Johnson says the rental fee includes gasoline for up to 200 miles before additional charges accrue.
The WeCar is available for use for all members 18 and over, and there are some additional membership requirements for members between 18 and 20. They do have to show proof of their own insurance. But for all other memberships, the membership rental fee includes physical damage protection and liability protection. Once your reservation's made, you simply approach the vehicle.
After making an online reservation, a member swipes a card over the windshield, which unlocks the doors and activates the reservation. Johnson says USF is their first car-sharing operation in Florida, and that WeCar is geared more toward short trips, but members can get discounts for longer trips from their parent company. WMNF spoke to about 20 people at the Marshall Student Center. Most of them have their own cars. 4 do not, and their opinions ranged from a slight interest to no interest. A sophomore majoring in sign language, who wants to remain anonymous, takes a campus shuttle bus from a nearby rental house.
I probably would not use that because I don't have that much liquid cash to use for that. And I also have friends that have cars that I can borrow for free.
Patrick Patterson is a freshman in mechanical engineering who started classes this summer. He currently bikes 7 miles to campus each day, but plans to move to on-campus housing. Even though he does not own a car, Patterson doesn't expect to sign up for WeCar.
Personally, probably not, since I intend to live on campus and bike around a lot. But other people might. It seems like a relatively reasonable price, a relatively reasonable system in general. I don't see any obvious flaws in it. I know of people who would probably take advantage of that.
Recent USF graduate Desiree LaVecchia took her bike on the public bus from Ybor City to campus.
I probably wouldn't take advantage of it, only because if I was going to go anywhere off campus, it wouldn't be so far that I couldn't just ride my bike there. I'm pretty reliable when it comes to my bike. So No, but maybe for other students it'd be good.
Stefan Clack is a freshman majoring in psychology. He takes public buses each day from Pinellas Park to campus, 2.5 hours each way.
No, honestly. It sounds kind of, it might get outrageous in price, is from what it sounds like.
Some students who do have cars say they might have been interested if they didn't own one. That includes this junior criminology major who commutes from Brandon but wishes to remain anonymous.
I would probably have used that if I didn't have my own vehicle and I was living on campus.
A survey by Cutter in 2007 found that about 8% of USF students consider car sharing to be very appealing and useful, and 21% more found it somewhat appealing and useful. You can learn more on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.